from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Royals lose to the Boston Red Sox. We know that. So they got two left in this series against Boston to try to salvage it. Last night, I think we found out for a guy that has pitched so well all year. Like, Brady Singer's been great. He's
really
been terrific. But in two outings against Boston,
they have his ass.
It's been a struggle. They got his number. Whether you want to say it's his kryptonite or whatever, they have his number. And he's, you know, that lefty lineup has been giving him some fits a little bit. And I still think he battled and gave them a chance to win. And then
I thought it was a fight, but he fought.
Then you had, you know, the bullpen come in yet again. And this time it was another name, by the way, that people have thrown out over the last month.
It was just it was their turn to be bad.
Serpa. And last night he was awful. And that we could say about a lot of guys at times.
He had, and this is the, I swear to God, every time we have a conversation, then we'll talk about Singer for a little bit, because I think maybe that's the biggest story out of the game. But he has, every single game we have the same conversation, which is, I can give you a stat about how much better they were up until the moment that you remember them being awful. Angel Zerpa had stranded in 9 straight appearances every runner that had been on base at the time he came in. He was the king of this. He was coming in and stranding guys left and right, back and forth, no problems. Zerpa coming in and just leaving base runners hanging, keeping runs off the board. Came in last night, and it was the opposite.
It's a reminder.
He let both guys score, then let 17,000 more score the following inning. So it was like, it was just a bad outing. And I don't let bad outings bury things sometimes.
No, but you're right. It was interesting last Saturday when MacArthur and when Harvey and Bubich, you know, gave up runs and blew the save. There were a lot of people after the game, Cody, that said, oh, they should have gone to who? Angel Zerpa.
Uh-huh.
So anything can happen in any given. There is no sure thing in the bullpen. By the way, not many teams have that. The Royals, unfortunately, don't have one guy right now that you can feel really good about. I know we all like what we're seeing from Urseg. It's such a small sample size, and we have to see more to get to a point where anybody's going to just feel great. I know right now he's the name. Like, if you were to pull every single Royals fan, he's the name right now everybody thinks should be and they trust the most. But it's still a very small sample size. But at times it was Sam Long that people wanted. At times it's been Serpa. At times it was Hunter Harvey. At times it was Will Smith. There's people talking about wanting guys that they already said to move on from in April want back.
Let's talk about Will Smith tomorrow, because I pulled up some numbers on him, and they're pretty good.
He's been a lot better. Like, we're back in this cycle, and that's what happens when you don't have consistency in your bullpen, that you're searching for answers.
Yeah, I think that this is... Bullpens are inconsistent, naturally. I'll just tell you right now, I'll go to every damn bullpen in the league if you want to show the inconsistencies. There's a reason why they are relievers. Cole, there are like 6 relievers, 7 relievers on every team. Do you really think that there are 240 good relievers in baseball? There aren't that many good pitchers, great pitchers, consistent pitchers. There's a reason why we get there. Last night's game boils down pretty simple for me. If you have as many lefties as the Red Sox seem to, which I guess is 90, did they just sign only left-handed players in the offseason? Dear God, they rolled out 7 lefties.
Well, they're playing Brady Singer.
How many teams can do that? And the splits suggest, if you're going against Brady Singer, throw as many lefties as you can in the order, which is a thing that we'll have to focus on. Let's say if they had to face the Red Sox in the playoffs or another
team
a big lefty bench. They might have to readjust or move some things around, and not like, obviously he's going to have to pitch, but you're going to have to be more careful with him than you've been before. But that last night's game boiled down pretty simple for me. Did you have enough offense? Yeah, later in the games. Vinny hit a home run. Bobby got an RBI. You got enough offense to kind of feel good about it. Brady let you down. He battled. Zerba, if Zerba strands the guys, that game, by the way, is like 6-5 in the eighth.
Instead of 8-2.
Yeah, it's just like the game got out of control because Zerba couldn't hold the two runs. And then after he did that, he had a bad day. He had a bad day at the office. And one bad day out of the bullpen can kind of ruin the outing.
That's Cody's next song. It's the cover of Because He Had a Bad Day or whatever, whoever sang that song.
Because He Had a Bad Day. That's just about any bullpen arm?
That'll be, yes. That's the next song for you, I think.
I don't even know. I can't remember who sings that song.
I can't either. But is that Augustana? No.
No, no. It's like James something or.
Why am I? Oh, man.
Daniel Powder.
Daniel Powder. I was never going to
really?
Get that.
You could have given
Daniel
me an hour.
Powder?
You could have given me an hour to guess that. It came out in 2005. Self-titled second studio album.
Because he had a bad
20
day.
Years ago almost. Goodness.
That song's 20 years
you
old.
Almost. Sad song just to turn it around. Anyway.
I mean, it does work. But it's like, I mean, it would just have to be like, I get to fill in a different name depending. I record 20 different versions of the song and I just say something about Zerpa or Long or MacArthur or, I mean, or Harvey or anyone else. It's an inconsistent bullpen. They got beat. That game didn't stand out as being like a, look how badly you screwed all this up. They just got beat. Their bullpen pitched worse, their starter pitched worse, and they lost. I don't know. Did you feel, like, really bad coming out of that game? It just felt like a, I don't know, in a weird way, a run-of-the-mill loss. The only thing that stood out was that Brady Singer can't hit lefties. That seems problematic.
Well, that, but also just, hey, this is a series against the Red Sox. We call it a big boy series. Now you got two left. Let's see what the rest of the...
Yeah, win this one today.
You have Reagans and Lugo still going, so you've got your two best pitchers, I still think, available in the series. And so let's see how this plays out. Yeah, I mean, I think if they were to lose tonight and you're going into a Wednesday game and you're trying to avoid a sweep, that's a whole different conversation at that point in time.
Yeah.
But look, you look at last night's results, what the Guardians lost, if I'm not mistaken.
They did. They lost in extras. They lost 10 or 11.
The Twins did win, and the Red Sox won. So in the wild card race, things tightened up.
Still in the same spot you were in before. You're now a game and a half back of Minnesota, which is not significant. And you're actually technically the same distance as you were yesterday to the Guardians. So you haven't, I don't know, you haven't hurt yourself in that positioning, really. It's one game. I think you said on Twitter the other day, and I think this is always something that's hard to remember as a sports fan, is you're like, you know, I, for one, thought the world's going to win every game the rest of the year. That's just not how it's going to go. The key is you definitely can't get swept. I don't think you should lose a series in which Singer, Reagans, and Lugo pitch.
Agreed.
So I think you should still win this series, even though you've lost the first game.
It's a whole change.
That's a series win, in my opinion, every time.
Mindset changes so quickly, though. They win tonight and then we're talking about winning the series on Wednesday. I mean, it's such a quick switch, and that's the beautiful thing about baseball. Like, last night sucks, just like last Saturday night sucked, and then Sunday, all of a sudden, MJ hits a home run, and we're feeling so much different. I mean, it can change in a second. The Royals could go out there and score 7 runs and win 7-1 tonight. I mean, anything can happen. They definitely need to have a much better performance from their starter tonight. Even though, as you said, I agree, Brady Singer, to me, battled enough to where he still gave you a shot before the bullpen unfortunately couldn't withstand things and it blew up on them, right? It completely blew in their face at that point in time.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.